Now, though the Fifth Circuit has not weighed in on this divide, and the Third and Eighth Circuits, when presented with this question, declined to reach the merits, the Supreme Court has recently granted cert in the Mission Products case on this issue. So hopefully we will be hearing more about this and get some kind of a final answer. Moving on to the next topic, that is one of my favorites, near and dear to my heart. We're going a little bit out of order on the slide, starting with the second case on the slide. The Sullivan v. Town and Country Nursing Home Nursing Services case. Now, before I jump right into that, let me tell you what the split is about. The Ninth and Eleventh Circuits is the split as to whether the bankruptcy court has jurisdiction over actions arising under the Medicare Act. I think this is a very timely issue because we have a lot of struggling healthcare companies right now who are hit with huge, you know, bills for recoupment. They have their provider agreements threatened to be taken away from them. It's a big problem. And if they are forced to exhaust their administrative remedies before they can get any help, that can take years. And there's, generally speaking, no company to be saved at that point. So, back to 1991. Town and Country. In that case, the Ninth Circuit considered whether the Medicare Act provided the sole remedy for debtors' state law, tort, and contract claims arising out of Medicare overpayments. Prior to the bankruptcy filing, the fiscal intermediary in that case determined there had been a sizable overpayment to the debtor. The debtor filed an adversary proceeding after they filed their bankruptcy against the fiscal intermediary, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Blue Cross of America, and the Healthcare Financing Administration. The defendants in that adversary alleged that the Medicare Act barred review of any of the claims arising under the Medicare Act until the administrative procedures had been exhausted, and they had not been in this case. The Town and Country Court held that the debtor's failure to exhaust their administrative remedies did not revoke bankruptcy jurisdiction over the state law claims. Jumping forward in time to 2016, the 11th Circuit in the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration and versus Bayou Shores case, the debtor there was a skilled nursing facility in Florida. They received a letter from the Secretary of Department of Health and Human Services that its provider agreements with Medicare and Medicaid were going to be terminated due to numerous violations of the regulations. And so they filed Chapter 11 to try to stop it. The court there held that the bankruptcy court lacked jurisdiction over the termination of the debtor's provider agreements. They were relying on legislative history and the revisions to 42 U.S.C. Section 405H and Supreme Court opinions that applied and interpreted that provision. Now, moving forward to, catch up the slide, one of my favorite cases that came out this year. This is the Family Rehabilitation, Inc. versus Azar. Lovely Fifth Circuit case. It's not a bankruptcy case, but I think you will find it to be very useful in these bankruptcy cases. It has very similar issues. This was a case where the debtor had similar problems. They had been hit with recoupment issues. They had not exhausted their administrative remedies. They needed help. They went to the district court, and both sides were fighting over who had jurisdiction. The Fifth Circuit found that the district court had jurisdiction under the collateral claim exception to the Medicare Act's administrative exhaustion requirement over the provider's procedural due process and ultra-virus claims. And this allowed the provider access to injunctive relief from the recoupment of alleged overpayments prior to the exhaustion of administrative remedies, which would have taken extensive time and caused irreparable harm. Basically, back to the question of, by the time you're done with exhausting your administrative remedies, there's no company left to save. So I think that this family rehabilitation Azar case is going to be a really helpful one for healthcare cases in the Fifth Circuit when you've been hit with by CMS. Moving on. Safe Harbor. This one's a little bit more dry, not quite as exciting. So Section 546E of the Bankruptcy Code provides, in relevant part, that the trustee may not avoid a transfer that's a margin payment or a settlement payment made by or to or for the benefit of a commodity broker, forward contract merchant, stockbroker, financial institution, financial participant, or securities clearing agency, or that is a transfer made by or to or for the benefit of, that's important language, a commodity broker, forward contract, merchant, stockbroker, financial institution, financial participant, or securities clearing agency, in connection with a securities contract, commodities contract, or forward contract that is made before the commencement of the case, except under Section 548A1A of this title.